episode number 221. New options coming soon.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Hey, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
Busy.
Busy, huh?
I'm tired.
Did you go out on Black Friday?
Hell no.
No?
Well, I mean, I left the house, but I didn't go shopping.
No, I didn't either.
No, I woke up and watched the news under my big old down comforter and looked at the idiots being idiots.
Yeah.
I was that idiot once.
You can go shopping tomorrow on Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I can do it from my office.
That's right.
That's what the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully nobody got stampeded trying to get a $99 DVD player at Best Buy or whatever it is.
Whatever.
We didn't get our tofurkey.
No, we didn't.
We better just...
Damn it. I'm going to have to fire off an email to Jones Soda and say... What the hell, man?
We've been supporting these guys every year, and they don't send us our tofurkey.
Yeah, they got one
Thank
on the Tonight Show.
God. Well, yeah, because we're not, you know, Conan O'Brien. Although Jay Leno does listen to the show, so maybe he can give us the hookup, or maybe go steal Conan's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can,
you know, I heard that Conan said that Jay sucks as a host.
Really?
Yeah, so what Jay needs to do is go over there and punch him, take his tofurkey soda, and then send it to us. Actually, I don't even know why I'm going to bat for this. I don't even want to drink the crap.
Yeah. Hook us up, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Anyways, we got some cool stuff to talk about this week.
Yep. Lots.
Yeah.
You're gonna do the rundown today, eh?
Yeah, let me do the rundown.
Go ahead.
Possible new options coming soon. Papa John's is at it again. This time with a different type of Camaro. GM to build something new at the Oshawa plant. We've got an update from Petters.
Mm-hmm.
A couple voicemails, a couple emails. So,
hodgepodge.
That's our rundown. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll kick it off.
So, it seems that there's some new options that are going to be coming out for the Camaro.
Yeah, we didn't see these coming either.
No, someone posted about it in the fifth gen. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, just for the.
No clue. I mean, this was a complete surprise. Mm. I mean, earth shattering.
Who'd have guessed?
Heads up display.
No.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, what else?
Cooled seats.
Go on.
And cooled passenger seat.
You don't say.
No way.
Way?
Hey.
What else?
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
No Z28 option?
It wasn't listed on the official Camaro page, but the cooled seats and the heads-up display was. You
know, so what do you think about them?
I think cooled seats would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've never used them.
Neither have I.
But from what I hear from people who have driven the Cadillacs in the summertime, it's awesome. They use them way more than the heated seats. So I would love to see that option.
Crap.
Yeah.
And heads-up display?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You know, everybody shut up about it now. You're going to get it. God. No, I wish I was had it. But I'm still happy with mine.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the seats only get hot.
They don't get cool.
They don't get cold.
Yeah.
Cool. So what else?
That's it. That's it for the new options.
Oh, there's, I'm sure there's more surprises coming down the line.
Besides Synergy Green?
But along those lines.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they're, you know, if you didn't get what you want this time around, just, hey, like Scott says, keep the faith.
Yeah. I've been seeing more and more white ones on the road. How about you?
Not many.
Really?
Not many at all.
It seems like this week, every time I've seen a Camaro, it's been white.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I spent all weekend up north getting the snowmobiles ready for the season, and I didn't see any. In fact, all I saw was pickup trucks with, you know, Browning logos in the back window and gun racks. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of exempt.
Okay.
What else is up?
Okay. Let's move on to the next here.
All right.
Papa John's. They're going to release, or they already have released.
Yeah, yeah.
A little replica Camaro of the Papa John's Camaro.
Yeah.
That he finally found. A little diecast.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It's not by Greenlight, which is my first choice for obvious reasons, but it is by Johnny Lightning, and it's really cool. I guess they're giving. I don't have the news release in front of me, but they're like $5,
yep.
And they come with a coupon on the back that you have to cut out. Nice. for $5 off pizza. Now, from what I understand, if I remember reading it right, they're going to donate a dollar for every car sold to a charity function. Right. And I think it's a children's charity function. And if I remember, and I'm going by the top of my head last week, he's also donating like 5,000 of these cars to the children's function. Right. Yeah. So I think that was really, really cool of
it
him.
It is.
So, you know, you're really helping out a good cause, and you get some pizza out of it, yeah, as usual. So head on over. I think it's PapaJohns.com.
Yeah.
And you can order it right there online. Or you can buy it by the case, man.
Yeah.
Buy a case of 36 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's pretty cool, Chris.
Not bad.
You're going to definitely post a link in the show notes.
Absolutely.
What else is new in the world?
Well, it seems like GM is getting ready to build another car in Oshawa.
Grand National?
Well, not really. Eh. But it is a Regal. Just a regular Regal. It looks like in 2011 they're going to start building a Regal in Oshawa. So, I don't know. I saw pictures of it. Looks okay. Looks, you know.
Looks like a GM-type car, yeah, for this generation.
It's like cross between one of those new Buicks, was it a LaCrosse or something?
Apologies to our friends in Canada.
Yeah. And, you know, a smaller version of that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's cool. And what else are they going to be building?
Well, they've officially announced Q1 2011, they're going to come out with the convertible.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we knew about this
for a long time.
Yeah. At least it's official.
Yeah.
It's officially
official now.
Right.
So
not just what, you know, they've really announced it. Hey, we're really going to do this instead of we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
What else? What's next? We're just motoring through.
Yeah. Apparently, there's an update to a Petters kit.
Yeah. Yeah. This is something I wanted to mention. Wretched Motorsports, one of our premium, one of our big sponsors, Wretched Motorsports, who was, I believe, according to them, Petters, the number one Petters dealer out there. Part of the confusion with the Petters kits is there's so many different kits out there, and you don't know what has what and what doesn't,
yeah,
have what.
Yeah.
And so what the cool guys who we met there at Wretched Motorsports did is, if you go to their website, it shows every kit has the same picture, but just what parts it doesn't come with are kind of shaded out. So you can kind of get an idea of what it doesn't come with or what the other kit does come with and what your money is good for.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps to put a good frame of reference on what each kit is for the money and what it can do for you. The folks from Wretched are always in the suspension section, the 2010 Camaro suspension and handling section, and they're ready to answer your tech questions when it comes to suspension, and including your Petters product questions. So definitely check out their site, check out their threads. Feel free to ask them a question on the board. They're happy to help. Good guys, too.
Okay. I'll post a link to that in the show notes, then.
Sweeto.
Okay, I think that's all the news we have for this week. So we can move on to our segment where we, you know, answer emails and then play some voicemails.
All right.
Because we got actually 3 emails this week and a couple of voicemails.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Why don't you start off with yours first?
All righty. I'll do this one. This one, I'll just read it and then I'll address it as best I can. It's not easy. The subject is called Full Disclosure. And this came from a longtime member and longtime listener named Cosmic Trucker. Very, very familiar with the username. And here's the email. It says, "Good morning, Chris and Jason," because we got this last week, just after we did the last...
Yeah, just after we recorded.
Right after we finished. And so the message is, "I heard Dick Messer, director of the Peterson Museum, talk about why there are so many Camaros at SEMA this year. He said all or most of those cars on display were sold to the vendors for $1, with the agreement that the cars are to be shown across the country for the next 2 years. After the show circuit, the cars will be then given to the people who customized and participated in the program. My question to Jason, that's me, is this. Are you participating in this program? If so, I believe you should disclose this fact to those who follow your podcast. I've listened to all of your podcasts over the past couple of years, and I hope I haven't missed you talking about this. I was under the impression that you bought and paid for the car, and you were even trying at one point to sell or trade your SS Trailblazer to make room for the Camaro's car payment. I personally don't have a problem with this type of deal, but I do have issue with you making a buck or two from advertisers and those of us who have personally sponsored your website without telling us you basically received a free car, as long as you take the car to a few car shows. My hope is that you are not part of this deal, or the information I received from Dick Messer is incorrect or simply not accurate. I would like a response either via email or publicly via future podcast. Thanks, guys. Longtime listener, Cosmic Trucker."
Well, that's really easy to respond to because GM gave us both our vehicles for free.
That's right. They're free. we're still making car payments, but we don't know where the money goes.
I remember that rumor. Remember that long time ago?
Yeah. That
GM just gave us Camaros?
Yeah. Yeah. And then that my response to that was, why am I writing a check to GMAC for $500 every month?
Yeah.
I really got to address this, though. I truly do. First of all, I typically don't have any secrets about anything. If somebody asks, I tell. The problem is people don't ask, they assume. Having said that, I did speak with the General Motors division, and I even spoke with a guy directly who you'll see in certain pictures of awards ceremonies for cars, Camaros that did win awards at the show. And we talked about it, actually. Here's how this works. This is a little education for everybody. This does happen. You can get a car for a dollar. It's called a dollar key is what you get. You get a key for in exchange for $1. But there's some drawbacks to it. First of all, you have to submit a project proposal. A lot of those over-the-top cars that you saw at SEMA, that's how they get them. They got to be over-the-top. They got to be significant. They got to stand out. They got to represent Chevrolet and General Motors directly. The vehicle you get, even though it's a brand new vehicle right off the factory the factory line, is considered a salvage title. And if you sell it, you have to sell it as a salvage title. And but otherwise, yeah, you get the car, but then you also have to follow through on your obligations. You have to follow the plan that you submit to them that they approve of. And I think there were 10 Camaros available. There were more than 30 Camaros there.
Oh, God, yes.
So not all of them were there. At least that's what I was told when I was talking about to the gentleman about the program.
Right.
I turned them down because I didn't want to do it that way. I'd already had my car ordered. It was already on order. I was looking into it because I'm as a SEMA member, I'm a member of SEMA. Chris, you and I both are, and so is CamaroZ28.com for that matter. I saw the ad, and I didn't quite know that it was for this.
Yeah.
But as I talked to him, the deeper I got, the more I realized this just wasn't for me.
Yeah, I know it's a cool program.
Mm-hmm.
For big businesses who have, I guess, lots of money to do wild things with Camaros.
Or designers or shops that do high-end customization.
Right.
No, I'm not participating in this program, but here's where I have a little bit of an exception to it. Even if I was, I don't feel like I should have to disclose this because that's my business, you know? And as far as me talking about this, I mean, heck, how many times I talk about Tom Henry and going to pick it up and everything. And
I know.
I did not want to sell my Trailblazer SS to make room for the Camaro's car payment. I did sell my 2002 Camaro SS to make room for this
payment.
Yeah,
but how many years ago was that?
It was August of 2006.
So 3 years ago.
Right.
Over 3 years ago.
And having issue with Chris and I making a buck or two from advertisers, we've been running this website, Chris, for 14 years.
Yep.
Now, I don't know of anybody who's done a job for 14 years without hoping to get something in return out
right.
of it. I mean, pure enjoyment is one thing, and that's what we usually get paid in. But if we do make a buck or two, all I can say is look at some of the websites that have been sold to major corporations and ask them how much they got from it and see what kind of response you get.
Right.
You know. So, I mean, really, I think you're getting a little personal by asking about that. But, again, I don't have anything to hide. And I don't think there's anything wrong with Chris, you or I, getting something in return for our efforts. I don't think there's a rule that says we can't or shouldn't. I mean, it is a business, so to speak. And anything that anybody pays for, be it a premium membership or advertising space, they get something in return for it. They get what is promised and delivered. The companies that did get the dollar keys, their speed, like I may have mentioned, their speed shops, their designers, their customizing shops, I don't think that they should have to disclose to their customers who they make a profit from. Oh, by the way, that show car of ours, we got it for a dollar. I don't see the need for it. You know, that's the business. It's not easy getting a car into SEMA, much less getting it ready. I'm fortunate that I did, and I'm thankful that I did. It was a fun experience. No, my car I saved and worked hard to make the down payment to get my 2010 Camaro SS. Not part of any GM program. I guess I appreciate you asking. Always feel free.
Cool.
And I don't know what else to say to that.
That pretty much sums it up.
Good deal.
Okay. We got another email here. This comes from our winner from last week's voicemail.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Thanks for selecting my voicemail on this week's podcast. I appreciate your time and feedback. I like the comment that I will use my exhaust more than the hands-free phone.
You like
Very
that.
Very true.
You like that.
I am leaning towards the Borla exhaust, stainless steel cat-back, along with the tune. I will hold off on the cold air intake for now. Rest assured, I will be grateful for any prize, even a die-cast car. The purpose of listening to your show and calling in to share ideas and be part of a community that shares my interest, not necessarily to win a prize. Still, I appreciate being selected, and it's cool to win something. Happy Thanksgiving, David, Knox Camaro Doyle.
Sweet.
Very cool.
Yeah, we always love hearing things like that. Thank you so much for that email, and hopefully our advice.
Yeah.
You know, it works out.
Yeah. Our next one comes from Claude in regards to the winter storage tips that we were talking about in our podcast.
I'm getting ready to use them.
Hi, guys. A few more tips from a Canadian car guy in Toronto. Number one, always change the oil before storing. The first spring start is a tough one and better off with less acid and age in that oil.
Cool. Got it.
Number two, always park on a tarp, as suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of humidity coming from a concrete floor in a garage. Number three, always fill the tank and put stabilizer in the fuel. Stable is the brand I use. Number four, always pump the tires up to 50 PSI or so. Won't hurt the tires and will save them from flat spotting.
That's a good idea. I like that one.
Number five, put the battery on a trickle charger all winter instead of unhooking battery posts. Then you won't lose radio codes, cause alarms to start in the spring, and other potential electronic challenges by unhooking the battery. Number
cool.
six, do not start once in a while. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation. Park it and don't start it until spring is sprung. The cold start in the middle of winter is useless and damaging over and over again. One tough start per year is enough. Number seven, be very careful of any areas where mice can crawl in for the winter. This is very common, and make sure your intake to your oil filter is screened or covered so mice can't get in and ruin your air filter or housing, or worse yet, get sucked into the engine in the spring on startup.
Intake to air filter?
That's what it says.
Air filter, okay.
Your pretty LS3/L99 will not be happy. Number eight, cover your car for sure. Lots of nasty dust, even in a garage. Less risk of something hurting it, shovel, or any item, wood, dust that might fall on your car. Number nine, hide your keys in a good spot. Lots of people know there's a car in your garage by now, and theft is much tougher if you hide your keys well. Don't leave them at the entrance to your house or in a hallway drawer where everyone else, including thieves, will be looking. Have a great winter, Claude. He's 426 HPSS on the board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's...
Good tips.
Great tips.
Yes.
That's probably one of the better ones we've gotten so far laid out. One thing he mentioned about is making sure that mice can't get inside. I understand that steel wool, they hate it.
They hate steel wool.
They can't chew through
it. Just shove that in your tailpipes?
Of my car, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. So, yeah, I shove steel wool up the tailpipe of my Camaro just to keep them from getting in there.
Great.
And so far, so good, it hasn't... Okay, that's enough of that. So far, it hasn't failed me on that one, so... Is that it for voicemails?
No, that's it for emails.
Emails, then we got voicemails?
Yeah.
We'll get to those right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Let's kick off the first one here.
All right.
Hey, Chris and Jason. I just wanted to call in and kind of get your guys' feedback on this. Let me, first, what I'm saying, give me a little testimony. I'm 22, almost 23 years old. I've been a Camaro fan since I was about 13 years old. Wouldn't buy anything else for my first car other than a Camaro. I turned about 15, 16 years old, got a 91 Camaro RS, still drive it to this day. And I fell in love with the 2010 Camaro, sat in it, have not drove one yet, have not taken a test drive yet at all, and love the outside styling of it. And I started looking at the new Mustang yesterday, and I actually went up to a dealership and checked it out. And I was just, honestly, I was blown away at the new quality of the new Mustangs. And I don't know if you guys have had a chance to actually look at one up close, sit in one, look at Microsoft Sync in them. Mustangs, to me, I've never been a Mustang fan, never. I thought they were always pretty cool, had a nice exhaust. But honestly, the interior of them has usually been really cheap and plastic everywhere and just didn't feel quality. But I sat in the 2010 Mustang GT. I even test drove it, and I gotta say that interior is something to be, compared to with the Camaro. I mean, I've seen many different reviews saying that the Mustang the new Mustang wins an interior over the Camaro, but I got to say I agree with them. I mean, for one, Microsoft Sync is an amazing technology, and, you know, the fact that you can't have any navigation in the Camaro is kind of a downer to me. I'm big into technology. I want the cabin of my vehicle to have a lot of technology in it. And I got to be honest with you guys, I really like that interior over the Camaro. And, you know, outside styling, Camaro wins. You know, bar none, horsepower, Camaro wins. But you know what? For me, it's something at the end of the day, if the outside can look all it wants, but in the inside, if you're not enjoying it, then, you know, it's not worth it to me. So I just wanted to see what you guys thought of that. Trust me, I love Camaros, and I honestly cannot believe myself that I'm actually saying that I like a Mustang. But I checked that thing out, and I'm really considering it. So I just wanted to get your guys' feedback. Thanks, and good job on the show.
Have you checked out the 2010 Mustang?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but I want to tell a caller, never, ever call us again. No, you know, I've heard nothing but great things like that about the new Mustang.
Yeah.
I mean, the Camaro really raised the bar, yeah. And the Ford was fast to catch up with it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's you know, it's one of those things, man. And that's competition in the industry. I just haven't had a reason to. Maybe I should after this phone call.
Neither
I should go check one out just to see what.
I've looked at the outside of them, and I think it was at the last auto show.
Yeah.
And because to me it doesn't look much different at all from the previous model. I didn't even bother looking at it.
Oh, I definitely recognize the differences exterior. Didn't really see much of the interior, so maybe I should go over to the local Ford dealership and just kind of check one out after hours, of course. I should show up in my Camaro.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Make sure you're driving your Camaro.
In this weather? Nah. But that's, you know, it's good to hear what's going on the other side of the fence, especially somebody that's really not previously Mustang biased.
Right.
You know, to give us their opinion on what's going on. It's fine. We appreciate the thoughts in either direction. We really do.
Sure.
So, do you have anything you want to add to that, Chris?
I'd like to check it out. Maybe at the next auto show.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Open up a door and go sit in it and see what it looks like.
Definitely. Appreciate that voicemail though for giving us the prod to do that. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, here's the next one.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Templar Knight from the forums. I was calling with somewhat of a philosophical question, I guess. Well, less physical or philosophical, but. I was wondering if it was just a thought that based on the Shakespearean line, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. If the fifth gen Camaro wasn't called a Camaro, would y'all still have owned them, bought them anyway? I mean, what if it was just released as a completely different car? Or not even a Chevrolet, it had been called the Pontiac Firebird. What it had been released as a Pontiac Firebird. Would y'all have still bought this car? So that's just my question that I thought I'd ask. Also, screw that other guy. I'd like the toy car if you picked this one. All right. Bye.
Okay, that was kind of hard to make out there in the
beginning. I got it.
Would we still own this car if it was a different model?
Let me put a different spin on it to make it easy.
Okay,
why didn't you and I buy a Pontiac GTO?
Because it wasn't a Camaro.
Okay, that's what he's asking. So if this current car, the one that I have in my garage and the one that you have in your garage, still said Pontiac on it, would it still be in our garage?
That's an interesting question because it all depended on if there was a Camaro coming out.
I agree. That's my thoughts too.
Because when the Camaro went away, I went out and bought a Corvette. That was in 2005 or 2006. But I knew the Camaro was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I wasn't going to keep that car. It kind of held me over till the new Camaro came back.
Right. But let's just say, let's put ourselves in the shoes of a Pontiac Firebird enthusiast.
Okay.
Who wanted this Camaro to be a Firebird.
Okay.
Which we know by the outcry that there's a lot of people that do. Is it fair to fault them for not buying it because it's so close to a Firebird isn't? Let's say that to them, Chevrolet was gone, just like Pontiac is gone.
Right.
would you still not buy it because it wasn't a Pontiac? You know, if you were that Pontiac enthusiast.
If I knew there was no, if Chevrolet was gone,
yeah,
I would buy it.
Would you?
Yep.
Okay. So by spinning that back around then we should say that all Firebird enthusiasts should just go ahead and settle for the Camaro because Pontiac
is gone. I don't think they
gone.
Have to settle for the Camaro.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. In their mind, because right. they're, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to make this more complicated than what it is. I'm just really trying to dig deep because that's a great question.
Yeah.
And to bring it back into reality, would I have it in my garage if it was called a Pontiac Firebird and there was no Chevrolet?
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
No.
I don't think I would.
Really?
Is good of a car as what it is? God, I don't know. I mean, it's almost like just saying, what if? And I've thought about it a lot, but never that way.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a good question. I think that I'm going to have to put some thought into this myself. To really be sure about it. But until then, we encourage a lot of people, because I know that a lot of people understand what we're talking about and the decision we're trying to make here. Would we really own it? Please call in and tell us your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Were you a Firebird person?
Yeah.
And now do have a new Camaro because a Firebird is not an option.
Right. Or do you refuse to buy a Camaro because you can't buy a Firebird and you're bitter, which is understandable.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. I'm going to be up all night now. Thanks, buddy. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, what if there's no Camaro or Firebird? Would I have a Corvette?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I would.
I'd probably still have my Corvette. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm even more confused. I may even have a Mustang.
Really?
An older one, though. I always had a thing for the 5-liter Mustangs, you know, the old, Fox body style. You know, they make awesome drag racers. But anyway, I'd love to hear from people on this one. This is all deep and philosophical. So is that all we have for voicemails for the time?
That's it. That's all we had was two voicemails this week.
Well, I guess what I need to do, head into the old prize vault here.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. And I'm inside the prize vault.
It's looking pretty low in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we only have, what, 4 more prizes to give away.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So here I have in my hands here is a, this is a cool one.
Oh, yeah.
It's the press kit from SEMA for the Synergy Green Camaro.
Wow, yeah. That was cool.
Kind of neat thing, a little USB jump drive attached to it.
Yeah, with all the pictures and all that
pictures
on it.
Yeah. So, and I got to tell you, got to give it to the last guy.
Oh, yeah, Templar Knight.
Was that Templar Knight? Yeah, I missed that entirely. Yeah, yep. I recognize that name for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, my friend, you've won our big old prize. And
sorry, it's just not a toy car.
Yeah. I mean, you got to send us your address. If you'd rather have the toy car, by all means, I got a few extras that I've set aside for. Well, it's not a toy car. It's a high quality collectible.
That's right.
It's a collectible.
Bolt die cast.
That's right. It's a die cast collectible. Get it right.
Send us an email.
Yeah, send us an email with your address and what you want.
Yeah.
You want the press kit? You want a toy car?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So what else is going on?
We got
here?
A couple more things to cover here before the end of the show.
You got it.
We're really sad this week to find out that another one of our moderators has passed away.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second one this year.
Yeah.
Sean Salazar has been a longtime member.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas F-Body enthusiast, which is why we made him the Texas moderator. That was pretty tough. I remember this guy emailing me way back in the day. I'm talking 95, 96, before we even hit the message board up.
His join date on the forum was 12/15/1998.
Yeah.
So he's been on for 11 years.
Yeah. Died suddenly, I guess, in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Young 33-year-old guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Tough.
It's a real tragedy. He was a friend to us. He was a friend to the entire community.
Yes.
Especially a very close personal friend, like day in, day out friend of the Texas folks. So our sincere condolences to everybody out there. It's a tough thing, man. You know, this was just the Thanksgiving weekend, you know, and it kind of makes you remember, be thankful.
Yeah.
We'll miss you, Salad Bar. That's what they call him. Yeah. Salad Bar.
His handle on the board was Sean97Z28M6.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be certainly missed.
Absolutely.
So, new server.
Yeah, and further news here. We're going to be migrating to a new server hopefully soon. So people who are posting in our site and help forums that they're getting slowdowns.
By the way, we get it, okay? We get it.
Which I'm guessing here is these lounge rats, as we like to call them, who just hang out in their lounge. Yeah, anyways, so we're going to be migrating to a new server here very quickly, hopefully in the next couple weeks. So that will be eliminated, thankfully.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's it.
Yeah, so, hey, I think we're going to make this one another long one here, so we better wrap it up before it gets too long.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, calling
in. We'll be back next week with Tofurky.
Oh, boy. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.